Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I am John Hodge, joined by JC Abbott for our week two CFL picks. That's right, JC. It is week two in the CFL. We've got a full four-game slate, and you were only 1-3 against the spread this week, so I hope you're a lot better in week two.
Hey, that's a win for me, Hodge. I'm usually 0-4 against the spread. I was dead last, I think, in our picks pool last year against the spread. Pretty good straight up, guys. You can trust me straight up. The spread, it gives me some trouble at times.
Well, I went 3-1 straight up last week. I'm pretty happy with that. We won't talk about how I did against the spread. I'll give our listeners and our viewers a hint. It might be worse than JC. That being said, in years past, in my defense, the dogs have always barked in week one in the CFL. You can basically take it to the bank. Last year, they went 4-0. This year, not so much. So with week one out of the way, I think we've got some more data on these teams. I'm hoping for best picks. Shout out to Pablo Herrera Vergara, our Montreal contributor, our local reporter there. He went not only 4-0 straight up, but also 4-0 against the spread. So if you don't like my picks, if you don't like JC's picks, check out 3downnation.com on Thursday morning for Pablo's picks. Apparently, the kid is money. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers are 2.5-point home underdogs to the BC Lions on Thursday night, with star quarterback Zach Collaros ineligible to play due to a one-game suspension. Chris Streveler would get the start behind an offensive line without Eric Lofton and possibly without Patrick Neufeldt, who is a game-time decision. BC is coming off a short week, though they looked very impressive in the second half of last week's win over the Elks, which saw Nathan Rourke generate almost 400 yards and 3 touchdown passes. Can Winnipeg get it done without Collaros?
Hodge, every single year we sit here and say, this is the year that the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are going to fall off. I've been predicting it for 3 straight years. They've gone to the Grey Cup every single one of those years. So I'm not going to take the Winnipeg Blue Bombers lightly at all. Princess Auto Stadium is the toughest place to play in the league, and it's a short week for the BC Lions. So all other things being equal, Hodge, I would take the Bombers in this game. But unfortunately for them, Chris Streveler is starting at quarterback. That means all other things are not equal. And I'm going to take the better QB every time. Give me the Lions in this game after how good Nathan Rourke looked in the opener. I think he's got some demons to exercise in Winnipeg, and he's going to make a big statement this week.
Yeah, I had Nathan Rourke as the number one player on my top 50 ballot this year, and I felt very vindicated in that based on his elite performance against the Elks. I do think that the Bombers have a better defense than Edmonton. I don't think Nathan Rourke is going to throw for, let's call it, 4 touchdown passes, because Javon Kotoy dropped a very easy one in that opening game for BC. I don't think Nathan Rourke is going to have that much success. That being said, I do think that he is the top player in the CFL right now, and I do think without Zach Collaros, the Bombers are in a little bit of trouble here. Yes, the crowd's going to be amazing. It will be close, if not a true sellout in Winnipeg. The weather forecast looks great. That should potentially push for a sellout at Princess Auto Stadium. And I like what we saw from Chris Streveler in the preseason. I thought he did a good job of delivering footballs to the wide side of the field. There might be a little bit of improvement in his game on the passing side of it. We know how great he is running the football, how good he's always been in that regard. So between the week one bye, there are some things to like here for the Blue Bombers. I've got them as a 12-win team this season. but I do not have them winning this game. I think Nathan Rourke is going to get it done on the road and be a little bit too much for this Blue Bombers team to handle. With Kolaris back in the lineup, I think I'm going to take Winnipeg to win week three in BC on the second half of this home and home. For the front half, however, despite the tough stadium, I think I'm taking the Lions to win and cover this line. If this line goes above a field goal, I'm happy to take the Bombers and the points. But right now, 2.5 to the Lions, I'm happy to eat those points. I'm taking BC to not only win, but cover the spread here in Winnipeg.
The Ottawa Redblacks are short home underdogs to the Montreal Alouettes on Friday night. Drew Brown will not dress for the Redblacks, leaving CFL journeyman Matthew Schiltz to make his first start at QB for Ottawa. Montreal, meanwhile, is coming into the game off a dominant win over the Toronto Argonauts, which saw the defense allow only 276 net yards and generate 3 takeaways, one of which was a fumble returned for a touchdown. Hodge, can the Redblacks keep the Alouettes in check without their starting passer?
I am very skeptical that the Redblacks can win this game. Part of me is even skeptical they can keep it close. I mean, the Alouettes were a juggernaut week one in Montreal. Yes, this game is in Ottawa, where it should be noted the Redblacks were 7-1-1 last year. Very good at TD Play Stadium. But Drew Brown is the straw that stirs the drink in Ottawa. Yes, they've got a great receiving core, but that doesn't mean much when you've got a replacement level quarterback under center. And to me, that's what Matthew Schiltz is. 21 career passing touchdowns, 20 career interceptions. Those numbers do not blow the doors off. Went 0-2 in 2 starts for the Calgary Stampeders in 2024. I think the Alouettes have a great opportunity. They already did it last week, getting the edge up on an East Division opponent. I think they've got a great opportunity to head down the road to Ottawa and get a couple of points here up on another tough East Division opponent early in the season. Give me the Montreal Alouettes. And I'm not just happy with this spread at plus one. I would happily take the Alouettes minus up to 3 or even 4 points. We don't know exactly how far this line will move by kickoff with, of course, the news that Drew Brown is not playing. But right now it's +1. I am smashing that for the Alouettes.
I would happily take the Alouettes up to a touchdown because I think this game is not going to be particularly close at all with Matthew Schiltz starting at quarterback for the Redblacks. This isn't a situation where we've got an unproven backup, a rookie or somebody who might come in and flash and show true potential for the long term. We know what Matthew Schiltz is. We've got the film on him. The Alouettes will know how to defend him. He was in their building, for damn sake. So this guy is going to have some trouble with that Noel Thorpe defense. I think they'll be all over him. The only thing that keeps this point total down in my mind, Hodge, is there's never going to be a lot of pressure on this Montreal offense with Davis Alexander to do too much because that defense is so good. I think that will stop it from being a true blowout, but I think the Alouettes will win handily in this game.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano. Or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
The Toronto Argonauts are 3.5-point home favorites over the Calgary Stampeders on Saturday afternoon, where it appears Nick Arbuckle will make his second straight start. Toronto had trouble getting much going offensively last week in Montreal, while the Stampeders looked sharp in a blowout win over Hamilton, despite two interceptions from Vernon Adams Jr. Can the Stampeders get the upset to improve to 2-0?
I think they absolutely can, and it's not just because Nick Arbuckle is probably still starting for the Toronto Argonauts, which I think makes a huge difference to that offense and takes away a lot of their explosive potential, even when they've had success with Arbuckle at the helm. Thinking back to the Grey Cup, it's been because of their defense, and the most important part of their defense, which already lost a lot of pieces this year, is Wint McManus, and he's banged up going into this game. It's not sure if he will play. He's been limited in practice. He's been on the training table today. I think his health status is a huge factor to look at if you're betting on this game, because if neither Chad Kelly nor Wint McManus is in the lineup, I think this runs away in favor of the Calgary Stampeders. The Argos would be without their best player on both sides of the ball. If McManus is playing hurt, it's a little bit closer, but I still think the Stampeders are the team to take this game.
To me, the Argonauts have no business being favored by more than a field goal in this game. For that reason alone, I'm taking the Stamps against the spread. The Stampeders, look, I was skeptical about them going into this year, and there's still some skepticism. Week one is just 1 week. I don't think it does anybody any favors to overreact to week one. That being said, they deserve full credit for what they were able to do. Markwell Lee, former NFL veteran linebacker, was very solid in the middle of that unit. He was our week one defensive player of the week for Three Down Nation. And I thought that offensively, Vernon Adams Jr. looked very comfortable in a new system. Dedrick Mills was utilizing some of those holes created by the offensive line in front of him. Three rushing touchdowns. Yeah, they were all more or less in goal line situations, but hey, a tuggy is a tuggy, and he got three of them on the goal line there in Cowtown. I loved that from them setting the physical tone. And the Toronto Argonauts struggled to do that, right? They're banged up on their defensive line, and that's even after they lost so many players in free agency. The Argonauts under Nick Arbuckle, right? He turned the ball over twice back in that Grey Cup game where he was named MVP. He did it again, three times actually, at home, including the fumble, which was returned by Isaac Adeyemi-Berglund for a touchdown. That's not going to get it done in the Canadian Football League. The Argonauts need Chad Kelly back as soon as possible. The good news is he's limited in practice. He's on the one game, not the six-game injury list. But for now, I think you banged the nail on the head there, JC. Wynton McManus, ultra important to this Argonauts team. Right now, they might be without their best two players, period, and their best two players on offense and defense, respectively. Wynton McManus, for instance, was my number two player on my top 50 players ballot. I think he's that good. He was excellent in pass coverage and obviously stuffing the run week one. If he's banged up, I think that spells bad things for the Toronto Argonauts. I wouldn't be shocked if they got the win here, but if they do, I think it'll be by a field goal or less. I am going to take the Stampeders to win and cover, but I'm happy to take the Stampeders to cover. I'm very pleased to get any points for the Stamps here. I will take Calgary.
The Hamilton Tiger Cats are 3.5-point home underdogs to the Saskatchewan Roughriders on Saturday night, where they'll look to get into the win column after an embarrassing showing on the road last week in Cowtown. Bo Levi Mitchell needed 50 pass attempts to reach 300 yards, while the defense struggled badly against the run and the pass. Meanwhile, the Riders overcame a slow start to beat the Red Blacks at home. Can Saskatchewan cover the spread in Tiger Town?
I think they can. And I do think that the Tiger Cats are a lot better than they showed last season. This is than they showed in week one. Last season, they were the number one offense in the CFL, and they essentially kept the same unit together, only adding in Kenny Lawler and West Division All-Star offensive lineman Liam Dobson. I don't know how, but somehow a winning formula plus two good players turned out to be a disaster. Scott Milanovich was ornery in his media availability on Tuesday. He said that everyone at practice, including himself, was irritable. And he said that was a good thing because they should feel irritated after a poor performance to start the season. I like the fire. I like the energy out of Milanovich, but I'm skeptical that they can get this team turned around this quickly against a rested Riders team. Yes, they've had some banged up injuries. AJ Ouellette limited in practice. Roland Milligan Jr. limited in practice. But outside of the offensive line group, I really like Saskatchewan's depth on the rest of that roster. I thought Trevor Harris did a great job getting the football out quickly, making life easier on that offensive line. And Thomas Bertrand-Hudon was a bit of a breakout player, right? In relief of AJ Ouellette, a former fourth-round draft pick out of Delaware State, getting the opportunity to tote the rock, and he scored a touchdown not only on the ground, but also in the air. So I'm definitely picking the Riders to win this one. I would honestly love it if this spread was a little tighter. Getting plus, you know, a 3 or plus 2.5 would be better. Right now it's at the 3.5-point, so it's a little more than a field goal. I'm still going to take the Riders to cover that. Again, I'd love it if it was a little tighter, but at 3.5, I'm happy to pick the Riders to go in on a long week for them and beat this Tiger Cats team. The Tabbies have traditionally started slow, and unfortunately for Scott Milanovich, Bo Levi Mitchell and company, that trend has continued into 2025.
Do you hear that, Hodge? That sound? Wee-oo. Upset alert here. I think this game is prime for an upset. Yes, the Hamilton Tiger Cats looked atrocious in week one, but for all the reasons you laid out, this team should have been better out of the gate, and they've still got all those weapons intact. Now they're playing at home in Hamilton Stadium, which is a very tough place for opponents to go in and play. And most importantly, the Saskatchewan Roughriders, who, don't hate me, Rider Nation, I am very high on your team, but currently they are held together with scotch tape. Like, everybody is on the injured list. You're missing Keon Schaefer-Baker. You're missing Peyton Collins. You've got Roland Milligan, who's been limited in practice. You're potentially missing AJ Ouellette. Thomas Bertrand-Hudon didn't even practice today, Hodge. They've got a boatload of injuries as a team that was already banged up coming out of training camp, I just don't think that's an easy situation to be in. So if you have a resurgent Ticats on one side and a Saskatchewan team that frankly had the wheels fall off a little bit in that fourth quarter of that win against Ottawa and is struggling with depth, then I think that's a recipe for a big upset. I don't know how the spread is as wide as it is, especially with Hamilton at home. I am pounding the Ticats to pull the home upset.
To me, I'm surprised you're saying that, JC, because the Hamilton Tiger Cats were completely unable to run the ball in Calgary. Greg Bell got repeatedly stymied. Saskatchewan's got the number one run defense in the CFL dating back to last year. I think that'll be true again this year between Jameer Thurman, Micah Johnson, the guys they've got there. I think the Tiger Cats feasted in the run game last year, and I think that opened things up for Bo Levi Mitchell in the passing game. And that was something that did not happen at all, did not materialize at all in week one. The running game got stuffed. And lo and behold, Bo Levi Mitchell had a miserable time finding receivers downfield. Yeah, he put up 300 yards. But if you give anybody 50 pass attempts, they're inevitably going to hit that number. I also did not care for the way in which the Tiger Cats absolutely zeroed in on Kenny Lawler. Yes, he's a great receiver. Yes, he's the bright, shiny new toy in that offense. But he only caught 6 of 13 targets. And some of those targets were passes that Bo Levi Mitchell had no right throwing. And if Kenny Lawler's consistently drawing double coverage, there's open receivers elsewhere. So that's something I'd like to see the Tiger Cats improve upon, specifically Bo Levi Mitchell doing a better job of distributing that football. He's got a lot of good receivers in that offense, not just Kenny Lawler. He needs to use them all. For JC Abbott, I'm John Hodge. We thank you as always for listening to our picks. Remember to join us on Monday for our next full podcast alongside Justin Dunk. Enjoy week 2, folks. We'll see you then.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.